David, you're coming in a little broken, but I think your question was about what type of ham radio equipment we have. We have a Kenwood receiver up here that we're using, and we had another handheld, but we're not using that right now. So our Kenwood 700 is D700 is what we're using right now. Over. Hi, Stefan. Oh, it would be fine. We have some huge solar arrays outside that provide us power, and when it's nighttime, they charge up some batteries to keep the station powered. Yeah, power is a problem, but not necessarily for our radios. Not only the ham radio, we have S-band and KU-band, and those are up all the time as well. Correct antenna. Over. That's a great question. People think we're really far away. We're actually only about 220 miles above the Earth, and that's important to understand how thin our atmosphere is that's protecting our beautiful planet. So being only that far away, we can't see planets really any larger than you can, just they're a lot clearer because we don't have the atmosphere to make it blurry. Over. Hi, Eva. Well, we're getting to be better and better photographers up here. We've got an 800-millimeter lens that allows us on a clear day to take pictures of cities and recognize some buildings. My hometown is Boston, Mass., and Fyodor took a picture the other day that I could recognize the John Hancock building downtown. Over. Gunter, great question. As a matter of fact, we can. Specifically in my home country, the United States, there's fires in Georgia, and we picked up on them immediately, and we were wondering what the heck was going on down there. So, yeah, fires are very evident because the smoke drifts for so long, and we could see that trail. Over. Hi, Sandy. Good question. We're going about 17,500 miles an hour at our altitude to stay in orbit around the Earth. So that means we see 16 sunrises and sunsets every day. But we keep a normal schedule where we work for about 8 hours, we sleep for 8 hours, and then we have a little extra time to do some of our own personal. And so we just close the windows and shut the doors to our sleeping stations, and that makes it pretty dark. Over. Hi, Kim. Free time on board, well, we do a little of this where we talk to students. We also write emails. We have video conferencing equipment to talk to our families as well. So those are the types of things we do in our spare time. I also have a book. I'm reading The Odyssey up here. Over. Hey, Rebecca. Well, I don't know if anybody knows. We don't sleep next to each other, really. We have three different sleep stations. Everybody sleeps in their own sleep station. So I don't think anybody's really keeping an eye on anybody else about the snoring. But if I hear that I snore, I'll definitely let you know. Over. That's a great question, Stephanie. I think we get used to hanging on so we don't propel ourselves. However, I think if you really let go and sneeze, you probably would do that. But I think unconsciously, we all just sort of hold on, and so that's not usually a factor. Over. Hey, Jens, it was so quick. Only 8 minutes to actually get into space, but it was absolutely incredible. I think the most incredible part was sitting on the launch pad as the engine started, because the APUs, the auxiliary power engines, which drive the flight control surface, started first when we felt that rumbling. And then the main engines, three of them started, and they're each a 500,000 pounds of thrust. We definitely felt them, and we were rumbling, but we were still connected to Earth. But as soon as the main, the solid rocket boosters lit, we were propelled right off the planet. And you felt that pushback in your seat, and that was pretty amazing. Over. Hi, Michelle. I last took a real shower when I was on Earth, December 9th, actually. But we take like a sponge bath up here, and we're not really that dirty. There's really no dirt. We just sweat a lot from working out, but we clean that up with water, and we're all pretty clean. Over. Hi, Lynn. Well, I hope to contribute to the science that we're doing that will be able to take us back to living, or to trying to live on the moon and then on to Mars. which means trying to understand what happens to humans in space for an extended period of time. So I'll be up here about 6 months, and I've been doing lots of experiments on the human body as well as other types of experiments to try help us continue on that mission. Over. Hi, Lenka. Actually, we sleep in sleeping bags. The sleeping bag is generally tied to the wall somewhere so we don't start floating all over the place. But, you know, we have the little sleep stations, and I actually just leave my sleeping bag float free in my sleep station, and I stay in that little area. Over. Hi, Jennifer. Well, generally, yes, because it's pretty demanding on the body just what happens up here with the loss of bone mass and muscle mass. So you want to come into this in pretty good shape. And then coming back to Earth, from what I hear, I haven't done it yet. It's pretty strenuous on the body, and you need to be able to survive through that. Over. And Delta November 1, Echo Romeo Whiskey, it seems like we're losing you. Thank you. It was great to talk to you guys today. Over. I can hear you. Yes, that is correct. Over. Hi, Joanna. We are all trained a little bit in medical, so we have an extensive medical kit up here so we can help each other out. And then, secondly, something really